Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
DFA blames China for regional tensions. Update, IT is China's excessive maritime claims and aggressive behavior that are adding to tensions and undermining peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region, the Department of Foreign Affairs, DFA, said on Thursday. The DFA was responding to China's claim that the summit held by the Philippines, United States and Japan last April 11 introduced bloc confrontation into this region. U.S. President Joe Biden hosted Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio and President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. in Washington for the first trilateral summit aimed at reinvigorating their bilateral relations and expanding economic cooperation. The source of tension in our region is well known to all. China should reflect upon its own actions in the South China Sea and the West Philippine Sea, the DFA said in a statement. It said the summit also allowed the three allies to reaffirm their proud and resolute commitment to their shared fundamental values of freedom, democracy, respect for human rights and the rule of law. It is the sovereign choice and decision of the Philippines to strengthen our alliance with the United States and our strategic partnership with Japan, in accordance with our national interests and in line with our independent foreign policy, the DFA said. Our actions are in line with international law and complement our commitments in other regional and multilateral forums, the department said. The trilateral cooperation provides the framework for the promotion of peace, stability and economic prosperity in the region, it said. Mao Ning, Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman, said China strongly opposes the practice of bloc politics by relevant countries. Japan and the Philippines have every right to develop normal relations with other countries, but they should not introduce bloc confrontation into this region, still less engage in trilateral cooperation at the expense of other countries' interests, Mao said. The DFA said the historic summit is another platform to further promote regional peace and security. It is only reasonable and responsible that the participants discuss regional security issues of mutual concern, challenges to the rule of law, and the peaceful resolution of outstanding disputes, it said. In the case of the South China Sea, the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, UNCLO, and the final and legally binding 2016 arbitral award provide a definitive lawful basis for the determination of the sovereign rights and jurisdiction within the Philippines' maritime entitlements, the DFA said. China dismissed as illegal and void the arbitral ruling that invalidated China's claim in the South China Sea, which encroached on the Philippines' exclusive economic zone. The DFA said unwarranted references to the Cold War sensationalize the situation and misrepresent the peaceful purpose of the trilateral cooperation. Nevertheless, those who wish to invoke the lessons of the past should also recall the need for adherence to the rule of law, and how peace and stability have been maintained in our region through observance and respect for international law, it added. Meanwhile, senators agreed with visiting Singaporean Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan that tensions in the South China Sea must be eased and more dialogue among countries in the region is needed. Balakrishnan visited the Philippine Senate on Wednesday, where he was received by Senate President Juan Miguel Sabiri, together with Senate Minority Leader Aquilino Pimentel III and Senators Nancy Binay and Cynthia Villar. The two countries are celebrating 55 years of diplomatic relations this year. The discussions emphasized the strong friendship and cooperation between the Philippines and Singapore. Sabiri thanked Singapore for hosting and safeguarding the rights of the 200,000 Filipino workers in that country. He also acknowledged Singapore's support in various fields, particularly strategic defense cooperation, counterterrorism and intelligence information gathering. Balakrishnan expressed his country's gratitude for the valuable contributions of the overseas Filipino workers in Singapore. With Javier Joe Ishmael.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.